Fisher speaking.
Yolanda, I have George Ball for the president. He asked for him. Shall I put him on here?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes?
Secretary Ball, 9-1.
You know this architect, Bill Dulles Airport, this famous Finnish architect named Saarinen?
Well, he's dead, you know.
Yeah, I know it. Yep. You know his wife?
No, I don't.
Well, she's on the Fine Arts Commission, Ms. Kinden. She's just smart as hell and prettier than she's smart.
Right.
And I want to make her ambassador to Finland.
Well, I think that might be a very good thing. She's got a fine reputation. Of course, his father was a great ambassador in Finland before him.
I want to check with Russ, because I don't want to just play by ear, and I want you intellectuals, unquote, as they're given to me. But hell, you're not. You're about the best I got, and I lean on you, and I depend on you. She's a graduate of Vassar in 35. She's got an M.A., Institute of Fine Arts. She married Saarinen in 53. She has 1, 2, 3 children. She's a managing editor of the Art News magazine. She's associate art and critic editor of the New York Times. She's director of the information service of the Saarinen Associates. She's got 5,000 years of art and 46 publications and proud possessor of 58, the Saarinen his work, 62. She's currently working on a biography of Stanford White. Television, she's been guest of Howard K. Smith and Huntley Brinkley, and panelist recipient of the International Award of the Best Foreign Criticism of Venice, Frank Jewett Mather Award, Best Newspaper Art Criticism, 53, American Federation Art, Best Newspaper, 56, Guggenheim Fellowship, 57, and Elsie DeWolf Award, New York Society Interior Decorator, 59. She's a consultant of the cultural section of the President's Commission. She's a member of the Fine Arts Commission, the Federal Aviation Agency Design Committee, the Vassar Centennial Committee, the Steering Committee, the Michigan Cultural Commission. And let me see what else.
Yeah, that's really
the... Well, that's it. And her husband was one of the most outstanding men, and a fan himself. Now, why wouldn't that be good?
Sounds terrific on the face of it, and would give me just a few hours. We'll do a little checking.
All right. We can get the FBI to check her, too. I'm going to talk to her. I've got in a call to her. I'm going to ask her. I asked Mary Lasker, and she wouldn't take it.
I see.
Right. Now, you all going to get some good woman for me over at State Department in a relatively high position?
Yeah, we were working on that one.
They're going to ask me for a report in about 2 weeks. I want to get one in each cabinet place that you can call your top woman,
right. So
she can go out and brief these women.
Right.
And you just get a good one. I know you got Katie Lockheim, but I want a real outstanding woman. I want a George Ball or Dean Rusk.
Well, we're working on it right now, this one we have very much in mind.
You check this woman and let me know if you run into any problems, because I'm going to ask her to do it. You know what those ambassadors pay, $20,000, $21,000, what?
There's a little, it depends on the post, whether it's a class 1 or 2 or 3 post. We can adjust that to some extent. I think it runs around $22,000 for a class 2 post, which is what Finland would be, and then we can make a little adjustment on the allowance.
Now, any reason why a woman shouldn't be there?
No, I think, offhand, it seems to me it's a very good post for one. And as a matter of fact, the woman in Finnish intellectual life has always had a very high place. And I would think this, and with the Saarinen name, which is really, the big railroad station in Helsinki is built by Saarinen's father, it was a great work of art of its day, the great breakthrough. And he's got a fantastic reputation there. So I think it sounds like a wonderful idea.
Thank you, George.
Say, Mr. President, I've got Bob McNamara here with me now. Could we talk to you just a minute about this?
Yes, sir.
Bob, are you on?
Yes, go ahead, George.
We've been going over this Cyprus situation, and it's really a tough one because it could degenerate into something that could cause us all kinds of trouble and really be very disruptive to the NATO alliance. Our feeling as of tonight is that we shouldn't accept this British abdication of responsibility without going back to them and saying, damn it.
I agree with that 100%.
We're stuck in lots of places ourselves around the world.
I agree with
that. We're hanging on, and we'll give you some help.
If there's anything to this, always be in Britain. Let's see some of it right now.
We'll give you some help to get some men in there in the way of airlift, and we'll try to relieve you a little on the Western Front if you can move people.
That'd be my idea. I said that earlier today.
And at the same time, we'll go to... our ambassadors will go in Athens and in... Ankara, and try to get the Greek and Turkish governments to dampen the situation down. Now, frankly, I don't think this is going to work, but I think this is what we ought to do tonight, and I propose, if it's agreeable with you, to get British ambassador in and tell him this. Along with the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister at Chequers, and we'll get a long cable out to them, which will tell them what we're doing.
All right.
So we can get some reaction back from them as well.
And tell them we mean business to try to be tough with them. I think they just ride us for all they can do, and I'm tired of it. I realize we got to do things, but I just think if there's always going to be a Britain, by God, they ought to do a little something. And if we relieve them some responsibility in Berlin or some other place, well, they damn sure can take care of this, and they ought to.
Well, this is at least, I think, this will hold the situation for 24 hours. I think this is what we've got to do first.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, we'll make plans on some alternatives.
I'm for that.
Right.
Bye.
Thank you.